7 a.m. Hugo lay bleeding on the floor, unconscious but breathing. Olga was weeping, Stanley grey with shock. He stared at Kit, his face showing despair and bewilderment. Kit tried not to look at him. His family knew now he was in league with the thieves, and there was no way they'd lie about it, which meant the police would eventually know the whole story. Nigel, threatening them with his gun, ordered Stanley and Olga to lie face down beside Hugo. Elton, meanwhile, took Nellie by the collar, shut her in the dining room, then searched out improvised ropes, appliance leads, clothesline, a ball of stout cord. Daisy bound their feet together and their hands behind their backs, pulling the cords tight so they cut into the flesh. "I need my phone," Kit said to Nigel. "Why?" "In case there's a call to the Kremlin, I need to intercept." Nigel shrugged and handed it over. "How can you do this, Kit?" said Olga. "How can you watch your family being treated this way?" "It's not my fault."
"Not your fault," said his father.
"First you fired me, then refused to help me. I ended up owing money to gangsters, so I was forced into this."
"Kit, no one is forced into something like this. You don't understand. What's this about, anyway? What in God's name are you up to with these people, and what's in that perfume bottle?"
"You shut your gob!" Daisy kicked Stanley in the face. Blood came out of his mouth.
"That'll teach you," Kit thought.
"Kit, turn on the TV. Let's see when this bloody snow's going to stop." They watched advertisements. January sales, summer holidays, cheap loans. Then a newsreader appeared wearing a Santa hat. "A freak blizzard hit Scotland overnight, bringing a surprise white Christmas to most of the country this morning. However, the storm, which left dozens of drivers stranded, is expected to ease around daybreak, and a thaw should set in by mid-morning." Kit was cheered. They could still make it to the rendezvous. Nigel had the same thought. "How far away is that four-wheel drive?"
"A mile."
"We'll leave at first light then." He took a mobile from his pocket, began to dial, then stopped. "Dead. Elton, give me yours." He took Elton's phone and dialed.
"Yeah, it's me. What about this weather then?"
Kit guessed he was speaking to the customer's helicopter pilot.
"Yeah, should ease up in an hour or so. I can get there, can you?"
"Good. See you." He pocketed the phone as the newsreader said, "At the height of the blizzard, thieves raided the laboratories of Oxenford Medical near Inverburn." The kitchen went silent. "That's it," Kit thought. "The truth's out now. And got away with samples of the deadly virus, Madoba, too."
"So that's what's in the bottle,"
Stanley spoke through smashed lips.
"Are you people mad?"
"Carl Osborne reports from the scene."
Kit turned off the set. Stanley was incredulous.
"But why? Do you imagine you can sell that stuff?"
"I know I can," said Nigel.
"Kit, you didn't help them do this, did you?"
"Of course he did," said Olga.
Stanley rolled over with an effort. His face was bruised, one eye was closing, and there was blood down the front of his pyjamas.
"You're going to kill yourselves. If you really have Madoba 2 in that bottle, there's no antidote. If you drop it and the bottle smashes, you're dead."
"I'm dead anyway if I don't pay my debts."
"Come on, they're not going to kill you for a debt."
"Oh yes, we are," said Daisy.
"How much?"
£250,000. "I told you I was desperate 3 months ago, you bastard, but you wouldn't listen."
"How the hell did you manage to run up such a debt?"
"Gambling on credit. I had a run of bad luck."
"Oh, wake up, Kit," said Olga. "You've been had. These people made sure you lost because they needed you." "How would you know?" "Anyway, I made my decision and I've got to see this through."
"But think about it, lad," said Stanley. "How many people are you going to kill? Dozens? Thousands? Millions?"
But as Kit opened his mouth to reply, his phone rang. He held it to his ear.
"It's Hamish. The snowplough's diverting to your place. Tony's following. She'll be there any minute. There are two police officers in the lorry."
Kit looked at Nigel. "The police are coming here, now,"